This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Load them up, boys.
Number two, coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Well, we are going to do, we're going to talk with the editor-in-chief at TheTruthAboutGuns.com just because he's got some interesting stuff. And the first thing that interests me is this gun competition where everybody that showed up to compete in it, we're talking to Dan Zimmerman, of course, the editor-in-chief. Everybody that went to compete in it had to build their gun themselves.
That's right. I think it was a great thing. It was called the Gun Makers Match, held down in St. Augustine, Florida, over the weekend. And they basically had two different divisions, people who had built their gun from a kit, you know, like from an 80% frame,
right,
or lower, and other people who had 3D printed their guns. And there was one division, I think they had seven different divisions or something like that, one division where the only thing that could have been commercially produced were the springs and the barrel. Everything else had to be homemade. And by all accounts, it was a real success. They had 50-some competitors. None of the guns went boom. A good time was had by all.
Did anybody send Mr. Chipman a invitation out there since he's wanting to?
Thinking he probably would have been busy or would have found a reason not to attend. But yeah, this is a nice big middle finger raised directly in his general direction.
No way. Anyway.
Which is a wonderful thing. I mean, there's nothing not to like about this. It's everybody's right to build their own firearm. All these people did that. They availed themselves of that right, and people are going to continue to do that. Something tells me that even if it's outlawed, people will still continue to do that.
Well, I mean, the whole outlawing thing, there's a lot of detail. We don't know what that's going to look like yet.
No,
we don't know. We don't know what the brace thing is going to look like yet, because they've got proposals down. They've been taking gigantic amounts of comments.
And, yeah, there were 80,000 the last I saw.
Yeah,
on that one.
And obviously, I mean, they pulled back from this before. I mean, Obama did it when he wanted to ban green tip ammunition.
Right.
They're very sensitive to the mob. Now it makes me wonder if Biden will do it, because Biden is a deluded fool.
Well, yeah, when he's not eating tapioca and somebody's showing him where to sit, whoever's really running the show over there is bound and determined to push this kind of thing through. I don't expect the ATF to back down now the way they did with the green tip situation,
right,
or the earlier attempt to outlaw pistol braces when they're talking about that Q pistol, which the name of which goes right out of my head right now, a few months back. You know, they decided just to wait and then issue this new rule. I don't think that they will back down at all. I think they're going to push this and push it hard. the question then becomes, how actively are they going to attempt to enforce any or all of this?
Right. Well, we'll see. We're definitely going to see. The problem with this is, unless they have a big job fair, they don't have the manpower to actually enforce most of this stuff they were proposing.
No, of course they don't. Of course they don't. But what it will do is it'll cause a lot of people to stop selling. First of all, stop buying. Second of all, stop selling a lot of these parts. So there's going to be a lot less demand for pistol braces, for AR pistols in general, because you need to now score your, you know, if you're going to put together an AR pistol with a brace, you're going to have to score it according to this proposed rubric that they've published, that assigns points for weight and length and other accessories you may have added, and you know, to get up to, I think it's 4 points. All of a sudden, you've got yourself a short barrel rifle. And there's a caveat at the top of that form. I don't know if you actually looked at that online. It says the ATF reserves the right to classify any AR pistol with a brace attached as a short barrel rifle, no matter what rating it comes up with.
Right.
Based on all of our other criteria. So it's, they're making it as nebulous and as subjective as possible, and that way they can enforce the law any way they want in every individual circumstance.
Yeah, but the problem becomes then that they're trying to leave everything so open-ended that they can basically just make that up as they go, isn't it?
Exactly. That's what they want. They love that kind of confusion and that kind of uncertainty, because it keeps most law-abiding individuals away, because they don't want to be, end up with a felony charge. And it gives them all kinds of latitude in applying these non-rule rules in each situation.
It's interesting what they think they can get away with.
Well, that's the problem, because they've been able to get away with an awful lot. As
yeah.
wrote in another article today, the ATF does not have a stellar record. They've been able to get away with pretty much everything for decades, and it's the Congress has done an incredibly poor job of holding them accountable for what they've done and the mistakes they've made, and I don't think anybody has any great expectation of them beginning to change that anytime soon.
Well, I mean, see, I sort of lay that also along with Congress, of course. I also lay that at the feet of the electorate, right?
Well, we get the government we vote for, sure.
We get the government we vote for, but, I mean, when we vote for them, if we had the House and the Senate, and we're not sitting back just, you know, if it's nothing but red Republicans and everything, and we're not banging the drum and calling them and emailing them and doing all this other stuff, demanding they do this stuff, because that works.
Sometimes. It does work, but again, you know, in, what was it, 2016 through 18, it was all red, and what happened?
Well, it was Paul Ryan happened.
Yeah, he wasn't alone, but yeah, he was one of the
he was the ringleader. He was the hub. But we, I mean, it's not going to be just one component, I think, that actually pushes this stuff through. But some of this damage they're threatening to do, that's going to have to be unwound at some point. I'm wondering who's going to be gutsy enough to run that part of it.
Well, and some of this could happen to the courts as well if we ever get Chevron. A favorable ruling on Chevron deference and
right.
what these agencies could do in terms of interpreting laws.
Hang on there for me, if you would. This is straight off of the front page at thetruthaboutguns.com. Dan is the editor there. You can see the kind of the boxes that get opened up with each and every article that he lets get through. It's well worth the discussion. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The Mech Tech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
In 2013, Core Essentials set out to redefine a man's belt. Blending innovation with superior material, the Core Essentials belt came into focus, highlighting a better fit, better styling, and increased function. Equally at home peeking out of a blazer or a plate carrier, the EDC gun belt answers every need of the modern gun carrier. Core Essentials. That's K-O-R-E, essentials.com.
What makes the best is that they're always getting better.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. We are talking to Dan Zimmerman from The Truth About Guns. And since you mentioned the article about the ATF being the best case for getting rid of the ATF, let's talk about the ATF being the best reason to get rid of the ATF.
Yeah, if you need a justification or a rationale for getting rid of it, all you have to do is look at the ATF's history. Lee Williams did a good job of that here, and he highlighted some of the most prominent debacles in ATF history, and most of your listeners can probably rattle them off as well as I can, going back to Waco, Ruby Ridge, Fast and Furious, and those are only the most prominent ones. There are others as well.
Operation Wide Receiver.
Yeah, there was Wide Receiver, which was similar to Fast and Furious. There was the case in Milwaukee where they were setting up storefronts.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, where they were fake pawn shops and other things where they were selling drugs and guns to known criminals using mentally handicapped people to facilitate some of these transactions. And then after the fact, they would prosecute those people that they used to do all this. And that was all exposed by the Milwaukee Sentinel somehow. And then there was another one that came out, I don't know, 3 or 4 years ago, where they were moving all kinds of cigarettes that weren't tax-stamped, and agents were profiting from this, because, of course, it's the tobacco part of ATF. So it's just a disaster of a federal bureaucracy, and it's been incompetent, corrupt, and opaque since the day it was established. And I would suggest that your readers just go through and read Lee's justification for shutting it down. Not that anybody has any real expectation that that's going to happen. But the fact that it won't happen doesn't mean that it wouldn't be the right thing to do.
Let me ask you a question. And I'm going way, way out into the field on this one, Dan. Way out into the field on this one. When we sit there and we say things like that where we have no justification to hope that this will be done away with, that's the presumption that status quo is maintained and everything is business as usual, no matter who comes into power, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, just look back in history. How many federal bureaucracies have ever been shut down and gone away?
Well,
once they're created, yeah. Once they're created, they're forever, or at least they have been.
Well, given some of the things that are going on in the United States today, especially with some of the things, you know, I was talking about how the Department of Homeland Security, Biden got out there the other day and said that the biggest threat facing the United States today is white domestic terrorism.
Yeah.
Right? So, and then as part of those statements, one of the things they're talking about doing is trying to find a way to ensure that people don't get guns. The wrong people don't get guns. Which means, you know, if you're a veteran or a editor at The Truth About Guns or a radio host or whatever it is, if you have a dissenting opinion of what the government is doing, then you are probably that sort.
Well, yes, true. That's what the public is saying. If you scratch David Chipman just below the surface, you'll find out that in his book, what it means for the wrong people to get a hold of guns means anyone other than someone in law enforcement or the military. That's literally what he thinks. He just is smart enough not to say it. He's not smart enough to, say he wants to outlaw AR-15s, so-called assault rifles, and regulate them under the National Firearms Act. But he's smart enough not to say, I want to take away your 10/22 rifle or your single six revolver. So, you know.
But I mean, the problem that they face, and the thing that stymies my logic processor, we may have to go into the next segment with this as well, is that they know that we know that they don't have a means of actually enforcing any of this stuff they're proposing.
Correct.
And
we've
all
seen this time and again.
Yeah, but we haven't had Black Lives Matter and Antifa rioting. We haven't had police being disbanded. We haven't had what's going on at the border quite the way it is. Joe Biden has red-pilled America.
That's happening to a great number of people.
Yeah.
All you have to do is pay attention to the media and look at the behavior of people in terms of what they're buying and what they're doing.
Yeah.
It's happening increasingly.
Well, I mean, I think for that reason, not so much for, you know, me and you, we sit around all the time and maybe we get a little too pragmatic or something. We say, there's going to be another day. This fight's not over, that kind of thing. You know, there's this group of people. And maybe it was Twain that said it, but whoever said it, there's a group of people out there that are not so much worried about being fooled as being shown they've been fooled. But I can only imagine that all of these, like everybody that was out there being a first-time gun buyer, when they found out that it wasn't as easy as they've been told it was.
Had to wait a week,
and then when they're being asked, so you believe in gun control, right? And they were like, yeah. Well, this is gun control. That sort of exposed the white underbelly of vulnerability that gun control puts in place for people that can't defend themselves. But you hold on to this thought, because I'm very curious as to what you think, because Dan is a much more measured guy than I am. I tend to be sort of flighty. But Dan is much more measured, and he'll bring me the needed discipline I need to help me not go way over the edge. Or maybe he'll agree with me, and then we'll both need the same psychoanalyst. In any event, catch his stuff at thetruthaboutguns.com, him and his team. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Some Republican-led states have pulled out or are in the process of pulling out of federal unemployment benefit programs. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the administration will continue to advocate for states to keep the unemployment benefits for the next few months.
We don't actually know, because the data doesn't exist yet, what the impact of the implementation in these states is. Our view is that American families, there are still millions of people out of work. They still need a little bit of extra assistance.
Republicans argue the benefits are hampering businesses' abilities to hire workers. Vice President Kamala Harris is promoting the child tax credit. Harris traveling to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and noted the child tax credit payments will start going out on July 15th. That's when about 36 million American families will get up to $1,800 in cash. You're listening to USA Radio News. Over the weekend, Georgia cleared its voter rolls of over 100,000 names of people the state says were either deceased or moved out of the state. Georgia Republican Governor Brian Kemp reacts to the updating of voter rolls on Fox and Friends.
It's pertinent for the Secretary of State's office to be following federal law when it comes to list maintenance and keeping our rolls updated. You also need to remove deceased voters and things of that nature.
Democrats crying foul, arguing that frequent voter roll purges can be a tool of voter suppression by removing legitimate voters. Vaccine plateaus are starting to be seen across the nation. Ohio Republican Governor Mike DeWine and state medical professionals are raising concerns about the plateau and the number of people getting COVID vaccines in Ohio.
The president has set a goal of 70%. We think that's a good goal. We're certainly not going to be at that point by July 4th, but we are not done. You will see some more initiatives from us.
USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essentials. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I'm blowing a hypothetical past my buddy Dan Zimmerman to see what his response is, to see if he can reel me back in, because I firmly believe, I know that the ATF has done this and that and the other and gotten away with it, and I don't think that they've ever done anything right after an 18-month mask mandate lockdown where people have been, we've just, as a nation, leading into the Biden administration, we were already under stress, and Biden just came in and tightened those thumbscrews up on an awful lot. Do you think it can, that we could reach critical mass now that a lot of people have discovered something new about the government?
Well, I don't know what critical mass means, but I think you're seeing a change in the attitude of people and toward government. The polling that I've seen, to the extent that you could believe that, shows an incredibly low level of trust in government coming out of the last year and a half. And given the fact that so many local governments have defunded police departments and aren't prosecuting criminals, and as a result, crimes are skyrocketing, more and more people are have come to the conclusion that they have to be able to protect themselves. So you've got people buying guns still in record numbers, numbers no one has ever seen before. You mentioned that, the ATF may put these new rules in place, but they don't have the manpower. You know, they would have to have the world's biggest hiring fair to begin to get the agents necessary to enforce that. But even then, they wouldn't be able to do it. I mean, you look at the SAFE Act in New York and registration mandates in California, and I want to say New Jersey, too, when they implemented these things. The compliance rate by gun owners was in the low single digits. People ignored them in droves.
Still continue to this day, don't they?
Still continue to, absolutely. And the state has no appetite whatsoever for going out and doing anything about it. They've got records. They've got, you know, they've got purchase records that they could do, but they don't, number one, they don't begin to have the number of people to start a process like that. Second of all, of course, nobody wants to go door to door and start knocking and saying, hey, let's see the firearm that you didn't register. Nobody wants to start that kind of situation up because they know at some point it will end very badly for everybody involved. So they'd rather just sit back and have the law, and then if somebody has an interaction with law enforcement, if they have a domestic disturbance call or whatever other reason they might have for a police officer to enter the home and find they have a firearm, then they'll check, and they'll see if they're in compliance with the SAFE Act or California's registration mandate and that kind of thing, and then, of course, if the firearm isn't registered, then they'll charge, then they'll deal with it. So now you've got a situation where you've got, 10 million is the last number I think I saw in terms of the number of pistol braces that have been sold in the last 10 or so years.
I've seen
like
it
that.
As high as, I saw a number the other day as high as 40 million. I was like, wow, no wonder Alex Bosco's so mad now.
Sure. And now you've also got plenty of plans out there on the internet where people are printing their own.
Sure.
So you know, they don't have to go to SB Tactical. They can, you know, if you got a printer, you can print your own. But who thinks that anybody is going to go out and start running these things down? It's just not going to happen.
Well, here's what I see happening. I don't see some big movement. It's not going to be people like me and you that do this, right? I think what I see happening is like in places like Portland, where you just had the whole riot squad resign,
uh-huh.
Right? Where they're saying, we're still going to have coverage, but no, you're not going to have that specialized coverage of those guys that are now combat hardened after how many days of constant combat in the streets of Portland. That's over with. And as the populace becomes more and more scared, as they actually go out and kill a bunch of non-racists in the name of, you know, racism or no justice, no peace, or whatever they're going to kill them in that name of, I could see a bunch of people in these areas out of fear rising up, arming themselves, and meeting them, since the cops are becoming thinner and thinner. The governments are doing nothing. They're actually encouraging them in certain cases.
And
I could see something like that happening in St. Louis, where you got I talked about earlier today about every major city basically has a George Soros funded DA that lets these guys go. Yeah, and therein lies the problem. While government sits back and tries to drive something, they haven't thought this whole we're going to do tyrannical rule totalitarian light. They haven't thought this through. This is not something that's going to turn out well for them. Simply because we watched CHOP over the summer and the Summer of Love and everything else. This is not going to go well for them.
No, and then you see horrific things on the internet now, like the shooting in the streets of New York, or what happened to a couple of people in Chicago who got carjacked, dragged out of their car and shot on video. And that video is out there for anybody who wants to go out and look at it.
Yep.
And it's horrendous. And that's happening increasingly. You know, it took a decade and a half, or maybe even 2 decades, to turn New York from a dark, dangerous place into one of the most livable and safe big cities in the world.
Yep.
From, you know, the early 90s through, about 2010. And all it took was 8 years to Bill de Blasio, and New York is well on its way to going right back to the 1970s.
Oh, yeah.
And it's it doesn't take long. The problem is they're going to have to relearn the same lessons they learned and employed back in the early 90s to turn this around. And that's a long slog. It's a steep uphill process, and it's expensive in terms of lives lost and tax dollars expended. Somebody's going to have to lead that charge. And you had Rudy Giuliani do it back in the 90s. And
I'll tell you what, hang on for me. Coming up on the break.
Fair enough.
Coming up on the break. This is Dan Zimmerman. He is the editor-in-chief at thetruthaboutguns.com, and this is Lock and Load.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world. With 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Speaking with Dan Zimmerman from the TruthAboutGuns.com, and I want to get back on your stuff. That was just fun to sit out there and sort of swat about that that badminton shuttle of possibilities. When I think that way, it seems like things aren't quite as bad as they seem to be to me, you know?
I don't think they're ever quite as bad as they seem, but the trend is certainly not going the right way.
No, it's not going good. So let's talk about this quote real quick, and then I want to move on to Joe Walsh if we can. But talking about, would the courts get out there and go after the ATF over the pistol braces and I guess the home-built guns thing? What did you find with this?
I'm sorry, which post are you talking about?
Betting on the court's courage to defeat the ATF's proposed AR-15 pistol brace ban.
Yeah, that was one we ran yesterday, and that was a quote from from the Federalist, and the author, Mark Overstreet, went into detail on basically the pistol brace rule, the proposed rule, and all that. So there really isn't much of a way of stopping this. People can comment all they want, but under current law, there isn't a good way of stopping it, short of the Supreme Court growing a spine and getting involved more deeply in what some of these questions. And he doesn't sound terribly optimistic to think that. It can also find that SBR is commonly used for military purposes since at least the Vietnam War, or are, quote, ordinary military equipment, unquote, the use of which could contribute to the common defense, per the Miller ruling. And I suggest your readers go back and read our post. Whether the present court has the courage to do so, only time will tell. And it basically goes back to, he's talking about the assault weapons ban and the fact that since the assault weapons bans were first put in place, like California's, I don't know, I think they did that 30 years ago, the number of so-called assault weapons, primarily AR-15s and other guns covered under that law, have proliferated greatly and they are now, under Heller, in common use. And the question is, will the court look at it that way and use their own precedent to strike down something like California's assault weapons ban? It will be interesting to see.
Well, I mean, the thing I find interesting about this is that this guy thinks it's okay to go back on the precedent that the ATF has set.
I'm not sure what you're saying.
Well, I mean, the ATF has looked at pistol braces how many times?
They've done what?
How many times have they looked at pistol braces in the ATF?
Oh, a number of times. And they approved them, a decade ago or so? So that's what how SB Tactical and then others got in business. ATF approved them. Now they're unapproving it.
Yeah, and I do get that, but... you know, I'm looking at the precedent of what happened with the bump stock,
mm-hmm.
where they, how many times did they approve the bump stock?
At least once. I don't know how many times, but
I think they actually examined it three times.
Did they? Okay.
I think they've actually examined it three times, and now they're having to say, those first three times where we looked at it and said it was a machine gun, we were wrong.
Right. We were wrong because the president right now has ordered us to say we were wrong.
Well, I maybe I'm being naive here. I just don't see it in a court of law to where they would say, well, why was it okay for so many years and now it isn't?
Yeah, that is a good question, isn't it?
Now, and that as far as Mr. Overstreet is concerned, is he a lawyer by chance? I don't know.
I don't recall. I'm sorry that he did this a little while ago. I don't believe he is. But this all goes back to, you know, we mentioned earlier, Chevron deference and the deference that the courts give to federal regulatory agencies in their interpretation of the laws written by Congress. And the courts generally step back and let these agencies, they give them a very wide latitude in how they interpret those laws. And the trouble is those agencies whipsaw people, and, you know, first rule one way and rule the other, and the ATF is notorious for doing that. First approving something and then changing their take on whatever the question was. You know, they approved the bump fire stock and then they unapproved it. And they put at least one company out of business, put all those people out of work. And the millions of bump fire stocks needed to be turned in or destroyed. And, of course, most of them weren't. They're still out there, and everybody owns one is a felon.
Right.
Same thing's about to happen to most people with...
Well, they're not a felon now.
They're not.
Didn't the Sixth Circuit find that they could not be banned for being a machine gun?
Yeah, that's fine if you live in the Sixth Circuit, but if you don't, that doesn't cover you. And I'm sure that's going to continue to go through the courts as well.
Sure.
And pretty soon, if you have a pistol brace and it doesn't, you don't meet the right score with that on your pistol, under the ATF scoring system, you could find yourself a felon too.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking to see which ones they're going to ban, and I might just replace the ones I've got with the ones they're not going to ban. Because
the trouble is, I don't think that it's going to be that clear, and that's most of the problem. It won't be that they'll just ban certain models. It'll be when you put a certain model on a certain pistol, and if it isn't, you've got a certain length of pull and a certain overall length. Certain weight, and if you put a sight on top that doesn't have the right eye relief, but if you put a foregrip on it,
the big problem though is that they don't know who's got what.
Well, of course they don't.
Yeah,
but But if they find, if they do happen to run across you through some reason, because the local police, because you ran into trouble with the law in some other way, then they'll find you, and then they'll end up charging you if they don't like what you have in your gun safe.
The cops that are being defunded, those cops.
Yeah, well, but then, you know, in some states like Texas and others, they're prohibited from enforcing those laws.
Yeah, but they just we got quite the stuff going on, because Texas just did the whole Second Amendment sanctuary thing.
Yes.
And for them to go after these Second Amendment sanctuaries now, they're going to have to also, this will get dragged in. It's been found in court that we can't, you can't make us enforce federal law here.
Right.
We're about to run out of time, so it's crazy at the moment, without a doubt. But in any event, I do thank you for showing up today and spending some time with me and us having these very stimulating discussions.
It's always a pleasure, sir.
Yes, sir. Truthaboutguns.com. All of this is ripped from the very top of the page, right there waiting for you. You can check it out. I would, thetruthaboutguns.com. Coming up next, hour number 3 is Inbound. So, the rant. Of course, she will continue. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years, supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Tehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.